Hey, what's up? This is Mario and Sunny with the Rugged 33 podcast. How's it going, Sunny?
I am doing great. How about you, Father?
Why do you call me Father? You know who you remind me of when you call me Father?
Yeah.
And I think you do it on purpose.
Yeah.
It starts with an S.
The Schulers.
The Schulers. Yeah, they're my wrestling brothers. And yeah, they would actually call their dad. They'd be like, Father? It was freaking hilarious.
I love it. I think it's hilarious. That's why I do say it.
But you remember him doing that?
Yeah. At the meets and stuff, I would hear them like say that to their dad, and I thought it was so funny. They're hilarious. Right.
Yeah, they're fun. They were funny, man. Brett, and what was his little brother's name? I forgot.
I don't know. Little Brett, he looked exactly like him, like his older brother.
Right, the Schulers. They were amazing wrestlers, man.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
Took Brett to state.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or he took us to state. Man, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was a good run. Well, today we are we're going to go ahead and do dating number 2. So episode 23, dating number 2. And the reason why is because we've had a lot of people message me and they're like, could you get a little bit more into detail about dating? So I thought it would be a good topic to get down and get into.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is technically kind of like dating, like episode part 3, since we did one like earlier before we kind of started this series. But I wanted to do it a little bit more. This is fun.
Yeah, yeah. How do you like your new mic?
Oh, I love it. Before we started, I was testing it and stuff, and I was on the FaceTime with my boyfriend, and he was like, "What are you doing?" And because I was like talking into it, and I was testing it and stuff like that. Like, it was so fun. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I really like podcasting, especially because people can't see my face. So,
yeah. You
know how I am with cameras.
Yeah, and then that's like cool because I get to sit here in my pajamas.
Right. Well, pretty soon we're gonna have to change it up. And get with the times and do some videos. So maybe when we're together, we'll do like a live one or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I thought it would be cool. And then people could see your beautiful face and my...
Oh, thanks, Dad.
My beastly face. But
you're a handsome young man.
Right? Strapping young man. All right. Speaking about dating, so the funny thing is, as you know, I also teach a ESL class for 11th grade, and it's mm-hmm. It's a conversational class. And so usually what I like to do is I pick topics that we actually have a conversation about with the students. Mm-hmm. So I picked dating.
Interesting.
And yeah, and we actually went over it yesterday, and it was awesome because everybody participated, you know. Aww. Everybody was just like into it, and they were talking about dating and what that looks like here in Central Asia. So it's pretty interesting because here me and my friends, we went to brunch after church on Sunday, and mm-hmm. we were overhearing a conversation and this guy was American. He was hanging out with this Kyrgyz woman, and he's like, yeah, like in your country you guys date for like 3 weeks and then you get married.
Mm-hmm.
and it's like very true. I mean, they're making strides in dating because before they had like arranged marriages, and then they would also steal a bride.
Oh dang.
Okay. yeah that's still like my good friend, Isolu, her parents, that's what happened with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's very normal in this area.
Wow.
Of course, they're making strides to change this. And, mm-hmm. But I thought it was really interesting. So, I mean, there's not just dating. It seems like here they don't really date for a long time like us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll, you know, people wait like a year, maybe 2 years, and then they'll get married. But here it's like, you hang out for a couple weeks, maybe a couple of months, and then it's marriage time. So the difference is, we wanted to talk about, is again dating, and we came up with some really interesting questions. Let's see here. One of the questions was, if you go out on a date, say like the first couple of dates, who pays, man or woman?
I actually talked to my boyfriend about this one because we actually talk about this often. And we came to the agreement that on a first date, a man should always pay, but women should offer. And when a woman offers, it takes the offer for like her to pay, then that's an obvious sign that you probably shouldn't be with that man because he's either like not a gentleman or doesn't have like traditional values. So we said that men should pay, but women should offer.
So the question comes up is it because, I mean, the argument, and of course it's your perspective and your point of view, but the argument is it that a woman can't pay? I'm just being the devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? Is it that we know you have the ability to pay, but you're looking at this, from a gentleman perspective?
Well, I think women can pay. It's just that, like, it says a lot about a per like especially a man. Like it's like right off the bat, like if he's about like gentlemen and like what his values seem, and that leads into like other things, like things that happen, later down the line, like, oh, what if you're married? Like, are you know what I mean? So I think, but it's like,
No,
it's
I believe they
taking.
can too. I believe they're perfectly capable to pay, but would I allow? No. No, I would. If, and when I say allow, maybe that sounds too strong of a word for sensitive ears, baby ears who are listening. So I don't mean it that way. Would I allow? It's more of like, no, I want to be a gentleman. I want to pay, and that's okay. And for me, it would be like all the dates. That's just me, though. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
same way my boyfriend is. He does not like me to pay at all.
Heck
Like
no.
he feels like I'm taking away his manhood or something. And I'm like, okay, relax. Like $3 or $6 for like an esquita or elote or something. I'm like, it's only like $5. He's like, but still. He's like, the principle.
No.
Oh my goodness. I was like, I just happened to have cash. You didn't. I'm like, what?
Marcos just got another point, so that's a good thing.
He'll love that.
You need to take care of my baby girl, Marcos.
Yeah, he does.
You know, but yeah. And then here's another interesting question. Let's see. Oh, blind date. Have you ever been on a blind date?
I have
Or do you
never.
believe in them or whatever?
I don't really believe them, and it's not very common anymore. But it's funny that this is a question because one of my friends, her name's Natalie, not to be mixed up with my best friend Natalia. This is one of our other friends. Her name's Natalie. She lives in Denver and she goes to school out there. And she, her university did like this blind date like article and all this stuff. Like they basically like pick students who like sign up for this, and they send them on a blind date. Like they pay, like it's all paid for and everything. They literally, and they just like interview them after or like before and during and all that stuff. Like, so it was really cool. Like, I read the whole article. This was like a couple weeks ago. And I had never like heard of like really done blind dates or like heard that people do it. And she said it was cool, but she probably wouldn't do it again, if anything. But she said it was a cool experience.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, I think because we're all connected some way, like if you hear about somebody, you're like, oh, I'm gonna Facebook them or Google them or you know what I'm saying? Instagram them. So I think these days blind dates are like not
Ideal.
because again, you could Google people or Instagram them or whatever.
Yeah, find them through social media. Some type of social media platform. Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Well, back in the day, I've been, when I was a kid, so in teen, I went on a blind date. I took one for the team. One of my friends is like, dude, just come. Like, she's cool. She, you know, this girl.
You told the story last episode. The pizza place, that one.
Oil dripping down her face.
About pet peeves.
running into her makeup. It was a mixture of foundation and oil mixture. Not a good thing.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, so that, I remember that one clearly. She was beautiful and amazing, but it was just one of the things that just threw my game off. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. But we talked about that even yesterday when I was talking with my students, like, how important is manners?
Yeah.
Is it important?
Super important. Because that also tells a lot about, you know, who you are and, like, what your values are as well, I feel like.
What's a mannerism that you're just like, okay, it just killed it?
When people are rude to, like, customer service workers, like a waitress. Like, that's a big no-no for me because, you know, I waitress too. Like, you know, during the summer when I go live with my mom, like, I work at a little Mexican restaurant in Brentwood. Shout out to El Camino. But yeah, like, that's one of my pet peeves is, like, how are you going to be rude to, like, a waitress or, like, a waiter? Like, it's not their fault.
Right.
Just something that you wanted that they don't have, or, you know what I mean? Or, like, they just forget, oh, your side of ketchup or something, you know?
Right.
I think that is telling because it shows, like how much patience or, like, kindness, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely that's probably my biggest one.
Cool. Who do you think's most loyal when it comes to dating, as far as, like, let's say one of your friends is going out on a date and they're like, Sunny, will you come with me? But there's going to be this other dude there. You understand?
Yeah.
So then I'll tell you why I'm asking it. I think it's actually pretty funny.
Like, what do you mean? Like, as in loyal?
Guy or girl?
Oh.
Like, are guys more loyal to be a wingman than a girl?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I feel like from a, you know, woman's perspective, obviously. Yeah. Like, we're pretty loyal. Like, I've been that loyal friend before. Like, back a couple years ago, I was that loyal friend. I'd be like, you know what? I'll talk to his friend or whatever so that you can go talk to them. I'll take one for the team. But I don't know. Maybe men, they be going to some depths that I never want to know about. Marcus has told me some pretty interesting stories about him and his friends, because they're military men are a different breed of men. So the stories he's told me, I'm just like, okay, yeah, you guys are definitely something different. But maybe they go to outrageous lengths. Like, at some point there needs to be a line.
Yeah, with men, we really take one for the team. Yeah. So, and that's why I said, like, as far as, like, loyal friends in that area.
Yeah.
We there's hardly any lines, you know. And there should be. You know, I can only imagine Marcos being a military guy, you know, the things that he had to go through, but
literally it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I remember one story. Two of my friends, they were telling me about, one of them was interested in a girl, so that girl brought a friend, of course. And so they go back and they're hanging out at their condo, and they're just chilling. And then they end up, one of the guys, the initial guy that was going out on the date, him and that girl end up leaving.
Okay.
Well, he leaves his friend with the wingman. So both of the wingmen are by themselves now in the condo. And he's like, Mario, like, dude, she was just not a nice person.
Mm.
And I was really, he's like, I was really trying to be kind and nice. And then she got mad at him. Well, obviously, pretty toxic person. She got
Yeah.
mad at him because he offered her a ham sandwich. Yeah.
Be mad at that all?
Right.
She was probably.
So, I mean, just when he told me the story, I was just dying laughing. I'm like, the things that we do for our friends, who's more loyal, woman or men, when it comes to being a wingman and dating, you know? And I think guys, one for guys, I think we take that one. But
Yeah, definitely.
how about this one? Describe your ideal date.
Ooh, for this
Right?
one,
Yeah.
anything where it's like it's easy, there's really no distractions. It's a very like you're talking to them. So like probably not like go to the movies because obviously you can't have a conversation. So anything
Right.
that's easy to like talk to each other, like a for me, I would say like getting like going to a restaurant or like getting food or just like going and getting ice cream or like something simple, like literally going to Sonic. Like we can go to Sonic and get a slushie and like sit in the car and just like talk and like have music playing. Like that literally right there. That's a very chill date that I like.
So pretty
Anything.
practical, right?
Yeah. I'm a very easygoing person.
Yeah,
Especially just, yeah.
you get
Get
that
that
from
from
me.
you.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Yeah.
practical, just chill. Not really changing. Yeah, same thing for me. It'd be definitely practical. I wouldn't want to go to a movie either. It's too much time, not seeing the person or communicating with the person, you
Yeah.
know. Although I've heard like some people like to go because then they have something to talk about afterwards, like a common, yeah. But I think because you're a good communicator
Yeah.
and I try and be a good communicator, I could find ways to communicate, you know, and ask those kinds of questions without going to a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I again sitting at Sonic's, you know, with a slushie, and believe me, you know, we'll have plenty to talk about.
Yeah, I feel like just sitting in a movie would be so awkward, especially because you don't really know the person. So it's like you're
Yeah.
sitting there, you're watching a movie, and I don't know, I just feel like it would be so awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Me personally, I wouldn't do a movie. I'd do like a cafe,
Yeah,
somewhere
same.
chill where you could concentrate on that person. You could concentrate on each other.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, let's see. How about this one? What was the worst date you have ever been on?
The worst date.
Yeah. You
Let's
probably don't
see.
want to get into detail because Marcos will be like, darn you, Sonny, what the heck?
It's never been a date with like me and him. Like, oh my gosh, we have the best dates.
Yeah.
The worst. This one I honestly kind of struggled with because I feel like I've only really been on good dates,
Okay.
if I'm being quite honest.
Yeah.
There was one that you got mad at me about. I think this was, when was it? That a date that I was on, because do you remember that you got mad at me because this date that I happened to be on, he had a motorcycle and he ended up taking me on the back of his motorcycle.
Yeah, no, I believe me. The minute you said you got mad at me about it, I was like, yeah, I know exactly which one you're talking
Yeah, but that was fun. That
about.
was like one of the best dates I've been on.
Like, what in your right mind thought that it would be for you to, you know, a good idea for you to get on the back of a motorcycle with, you know, some guy? Like, I get it. And I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic. 'Cause how amazing is that?
So fun. It was a great time. Well, I was like,
But
you know,
yeah.
I feel like my dad would want me to ask him a list of questions about his experience with motorcycles, first of all. So
It, definitely.
I literally asked him a whole bunch of questions. I'm like, how long have you been riding motorcycles? Like,
Yeah.
you know, and
Yeah.
I asked him a whole bunch of questions. So best
Yeah.
believe I wasn't just like, whoopee, like let's get on the back. Like I
Yeah.
asked a crap load, and he was like, yes, trust me. Like he's like, we're only gonna go like where you're comfortable with, like on the freeway or anything. And then he was like, are you okay with going on the freeway? I was like, heck yeah, I am.
You guys went on the freeway?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It just gets worse.
Yeah. It was a nice bike. Like a crotch rocket. It was a Harley. It was like just very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it had like the back for like my seat or whatever and everything.
Yeah, the backrest.
Yeah. So it
was fun. And I'm like, where did you learn this? You're like, Dad, you used to put me on your motorcycle when you were when I was little. I'm like, dang it. Well, you know, your grandpa rode a bike. I rode a bike, so I'm like real nice, honey.
Yeah.
Let's see. For me, I think the worst or a bad date was, again, I was just out of high school. My friend invited me to, like, connected me with this girl. We went and we hung out, and we just didn't vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good conversation. It was like, it just wasn't good.
Yeah.
And so I could remember it clear as day. I was like, oh, man, when is this going to end?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was nice. It's just like, it was almost like pulling teeth to have conversation with her.
Yeah.
And so I think for me, that was probably the worst date that I've been on.
Yeah. Actually, now that you think about it, I could think about a time where I had to text Natalia SOS, and she had to fake call me so that I can get out of a date.
Oh, dang. So that really does go down.
Yeah. I'm telling you, once you said, like, it just wasn't vibe, I was, like, just trying to think. This is something that I did not even remember until now. So basically, I was on a date with this dude, and it, like, same thing. Like, I don't know. Like, I would just, like, ask him questions, and he was just kind of being, like, kind of, like, I don't know. It was weird. And, whatchamacallit. So basically what ended up happening was I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm uncomfortable. I was like, this isn't fun. And so I texted my friends. I was like, hey, somebody help me, like, get me out of this. And Natalia was like, I got you. And she's like, and I was like, okay. She's like, I'm gonna call. I'm like texting, like, on the side. And she's like,
yeah,
in like 2 minutes. I'm like, okay. And I call her. She's like hysterical, Dad. Like, she should win an Oscar for this performance because she's over. Wow. Sonny, I need you. You need to come get me. I fell again. I think my ankle's broken. It's bad.
And my gosh.
Dad, on this whole performance. And he was like, oh my gosh, is she okay? Like, no, you need to go to her. And like, he was like, no, you're good. Like, he's like, go. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I feel so bad. He's like, no, it's okay. And I was like, okay, bye. And then I left.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I went and got Natalia or whatever. We met up, and I like high fived her. And she was like, did he believe in it? I was like, yeah. I was like, he believed it. I was like, cause I didn't want I didn't want to, like, let him doubt, like, be, like, mean, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't want to, like, hurt his feelings. And,
yeah,
like, you know, I just wasn't having a good time. It was same thing, like, pulling teeth. And so, like, that was the easiest way for me that I could think of just ending it smooth like that.
Yeah.
And then he even texted me. He's like, I hope. And I was like, damn. I was like, I gotta feel bad now.
Oh, yeah.
That's my bad date.
That is funny. What about double dates?
Oh, well, this is funny because me and Marcos have actually talked about this because, like, we both have friends that are, like, married in relationships, and he's not he's too fond of double dates. And
really?
Kind of me too, but it really depends. I feel like if like, say it's like me and my boyfriend, like, are like the other people we're on a date with, it should be like people that we're really close with, like probably not like a coworker, their wife, or my coworker, you know, their boyfriend, because it's like, it's kind of weird because then the other two people are like kind of having to get to know each other, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of weird for like men. You know what I mean? If it's like two girl best friends and then they're boyfriends. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so for that specifically, it just really depends. It works if, like, you know, like your friend and his friend are like dating or something, because then that's perfect. Yeah. Like, you guys already all know each other because, you know, you're already all friends. So in that case, like that, I feel like that's a pretty like common case of like why people like double date usually.
Right. Yeah. Usually they know each other. The couples somehow they're connected, but just to get to know somebody, oh heck no, that's awkward.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be so awkward.
That's craziness. So in your age group, which is you're 22 now.
Yes, I am.
What does dating look like?
Oh, it's horrible. I feel me and my friends have a joke about this because so basically like I think I mentioned this on our first like little episode that we did about dating, how like we call that like you're out in the streets.
Oh wow.
Ongoing joke, like it's cold out in the streets, like it's cold out there, and so it is cold out there. It's hard dating in this time, especially because like a lot of my generation, I feel like, do not like have traditional values, and especially like feminism is very big, and and all the feminists, if they're listening, they might come for me. But it's very tough because it's like in this day and age, like men, I feel like, aren't really allowed to have like standards, but women are. And, like, this is also another topic that me and my boyfriend talk about a lot. And so dating's super hard, like, because basically because there's the like culture of dating now, it's very like, oh, I want you to do this, but it's like, but I'm not giving that back to you or whatever. It's very like about that one person only,
and that person you're saying is the woman.
Yeah, usually. Or like, okay, even men like so they'll have like people basically are always kind of like openly dating. So it's like, even though you're having a date with like one person, but that person still probably has other people that they're still dating. So it's kind of like, you never know. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, there's another thing that's very popular, which is called sneaky links. And that's basically like a person you have sexual relations with, and that's about it. And you,
wow,
yeah, so that's a very common thing.
Some of the listeners are probably like, wait, back that up. What?
that's why this is kind of hard for me to talk about, because there's so many different aspects to dating, like now, and like being young. That's why me and my friends say it's cold out in the streets, because it's the date. There's men that are like more feminine. And like, and you know, that's not really what most like traditional like Christian women want. You know, they want, you know, a man, and you know, about what the Bible says about men and women and like gender roles and stuff. And we're very much into traditional roles, and so it's very hard. Like, especially like with me and my friends, you know, Natalia and Ivy, both being single and everything. They're like, Sunny, it's cold out.
Wait, time's out. Ivy single.
Yes. Yeah.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Yes. This is a new development.
Yeah.
This is something that happened recently.
Okay. Yeah, because last time I was like, hey, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
All right.
But well, we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we won't talk about her situation. But no, I totally get it. Because now, as you know, I only hear because it's like I'm not in that, you know, that area yet. I'm not ready to do something like that. I'm not ready to date.
Yeah.
Have friends, cool. But anything outside of that, let's just chill.
Yeah. You know? And it's weird in this generation of dating because people will date, but they're not looking for anything serious.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So it's that's why it's really hard like to break it down because there's so many different like things. Like
people
go on dates but not look for anything serious. They just want to have sexual relations and that's it. But like continuously, like not like for a long period of time. Like act like you're in a relationship but with no title basically.
So
it's like you're getting all the benefits but not like anything else.
Yeah. It's not like official, like, oh, we're boyfriend and girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So it's very weird. It's very hard to explain and to talk about. So, yeah. That's.
Yeah. So what would you say the best way to meet, you know, a guy or a girl that is dating material?
Probably not certain dating apps. Like, especially like Tinder. Definitely not a dating app you want to be looking for people you want to or anything organically is good. Like
through friend.
Yeah, through friend, that's not too bad.
Well let's
through friend.
How did you meet Marcos?
Well, we met at a social gathering.
Social gathering. What was that, over like tea and crumpets or what's...
No, we met at a
club. At a library?
No, we met at a club.
You met at a club. Okay.
Yes.
No, I think I remember the story now.
Yeah.
So,
we met at a club. This was during my freshman year here.
Yeah.
I was like 18, 19 at the time. And they have like 18 and over clubs. They play like hip hop music. They play Spanish music. Like they play everything. They got different rooms. So me and my friends, we had never like
Was this the club in Norwalk?
Yes.
Oh my God. Well, I remember you telling me, you're like, yeah, we go to this club in Norwalk. And I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing in Norwalk? You know, and then instantly I'm like, I'm calling Gabe and Fernando, letting them know that Sunny's in Norwalk just in case anything ever goes down, you know?
Yeah.
But and like, your Uncle Fernie's like, hey, let me know. Let me know.
They're so funny. Oh my gosh. They're funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I was struggling, man. I was struggling with the, you know, you dating, especially as a dad, because I'm like, dude, it's crazy out there. And sometimes I watch too many episodes. I started watching Law and Order SVU again. Oh. And because my friends here, one is from Morocco, and then the other one is from England. And the English teacher, she's never seen Law and Order SVU.
Oh, really? You just opened her eyes to
see. Yeah, so we opened her eyes, and she's just like, it is so amazing. And I'm like, that's a really bad English accent. But anyway, she loves it. And dating, it's just tough, man. I had one of my friends message me from Montana. I won't tell you who it is. But she messaged me and she's like, man, I heard the last dating episode. I feel like God's talking to me about it. You know, and I'm like, okay, well. Aww. Yeah, you know, and she's a single, I didn't know, but she is a single mom now, and so I was like, okay, well, we're doing another episode, you should probably check it out, but because we were talking about, like, practical dating, I know you're really simple in dating, you could go and have a slushie what is it called, Sonic's.
Yeah, I love Sonic's.
Yeah, me too, like... They're just amazing. Sonic slushies are really good. But what is something, like, say you're on a budget, maybe you're a college student and your dad lives halfway across the world. Yeah, what kind of
we're on a budget.
Yeah, what kind of budget, you know, you're on a budget. What's a good date being on a budget?
Well, since I'm in a relationship, I'll talk about, what me and my boyfriend do. So basically,
Yeah.
when we don't want to save some extra money, we'll do like movie nights. I'll literally just buy popcorn from the store, like a box and some candy or something. And we'll watch like movies, or we'll binge watch different shows on Netflix. That's probably like our main thing that we do, and especially doing long distance. So we do, since we're long distance, we do watch a lot of shows together, because like we'll be on FaceTime and then together, and then we'll play it at the same time. So that's always like a good one. We watch movie shows together. Like a picnic, that's a pretty good one. And I know a lot of women either have never been on a picnic and man has never took them on, and they would really want to go. So I know women, picnic is a good one. They just go to a park, some snack, something simple. Those are probably like two really good ones right there. Or even
And
like
because,
cooking together at home. That's a good one too. Cute, very cute.
that's always fun, you know, cooking with somebody. I love to cook, as you know, and I always make a thing about it. You know, I'll put on music, have something good to drink, and just start cooking. And you know, you help out each other and talk about what you're cooking, and yeah, see how it comes out.
Like cute, like make little pizzas, like make your own little pizza, stuff like that. Like cute stuff. It's fun, and it's like a like it's just a fun, loving way to just spend time together, like doing something simple.
Definitely. Let's see here. The how long should people date before getting married?
Ooh.
Right?
I feel like this one is very much like your own personal like choice or personal like opinion, because the people out there, like they like even in Kyrgyzstan, like you said, they only date for like a little bit and then they're like boom, marriage now, but like over here in the States, like same thing, like there's people out there who will date for like 8 years and like still not be married. At that point I'm like, do you like either get married or end the relationship, because obviously like
Okay, so let's talk about this. So what year or month is it's like, no, we should do this already.
Once you're past like 5 years of dating, like please, like it's been too long, you should know by now. And because men, they know right off, they know like within a short, a short period of time, they know if they marry, that woman or whatever. So it's like, why are you gonna wait so many years? Like, what are you waiting for? If you know.
So why do you know this though? Why, I mean, you sound so sure. Why do you know that men know?
Because me and my boyfriend talk about these things, and so he gives me his opinion a lot. I actually showed him these questions. I read them to him, and we talked about that. That's also why. So I wanted to like share like a men's perspective as well. So because he is a young man, 22 as well. So I thought that would also be cool to have, what he thought. He even like sent me text messages. He's like, oh, you could say this, this, and this, like, and he. Like right, I wrote down some notes. So I'm looking at notes right now too. So yeah, like a lot of the men's opinions that I have, like it's literally like straight coming from him. Like I'll ask him.
Which sounds a lot like mine and your grandpa's, you know, same type of man thinking. Yeah, we know what we want, and we know what we don't want. You know, if men, if we're being honest with ourselves, you know, interesting. That's really interesting. So for you, what would it be? Like you're gonna date 2 years, 3 years?
Probably like at least 2 years, because that allows you guys to get to know each other, struggles, to see how you guys handle things. I feel like that's a good amount of time, like a year, just depending on, a year or two.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I am definitely not in any rush. You know, take your time. Take your time. Anything takes time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that is, yeah, so we'll go into marriage the next one. But yeah, proper dating time, you know, like take your time, man. Mm-hmm. Like there's no need to rush. Truth will come out. Time will tell. Time will reveal, you know. And you're talking, you're listening to somebody who's learned from experience, you know, mm-hmm. like, hey, take your time, man. Everything will come out in time.
Yes.
Let's see here. Did you have any questions for me about dating?
We've already talked about like what dating looks like for like.
Yeah.
And, you know, young people. What about yours, Dad?
Wow. Put me on the spot. Well.
They want me to put you on the spot.
All right. Let's see here. From what I get, well, I'm in Central Asia, so it definitely is different because of mm-hmm. culture.
Yeah.
Here it's weird because there's so many women in comparison to men. I don't know where all the men went. Mm-hmm. If you go to a cafe or you go, let's say like a sports, you know, it would be like the equivalent of like a Chili's, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you go to somewhere like that, but it's totally not that. If you go to somewhere like that, then because they have dancing there and they have karaoke there besides cool. food. Yeah. There's so many women.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And so the guy-to-girl ratio, it seems like, it's so easy if, number one, you know how to dance. Number two, you could talk to a girl.
Yeah.
You could talk to a woman. If you could communicate with a woman and dance, because a lot of these girls are dancing by themselves.
Aww.
Yeah. And guys are just sitting there. And I was like, man, back in the day, my group of friends would come to Kyrgyzstan, it would be over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All the Kyrgyzstan honeys.
Right. And so, but that's what I've noticed. And so I think for me, just my experience now being here, it's easier because number one, if they hear you speak English, they're like, they want to talk to you.
Yeah. It already has like some initial attraction.
Yeah, there's something there already. And so it's so much easier. And then, but again, here, it's like everything is fast forward to like, it's not much of a dating thing. You like, they're like hanging out for a couple of weeks and then it's like, okay, marriage time. Like engagement. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I am definitely not there.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not there. So I haven't.
Too fast pace for me.
Yeah. Like let's be friends, man. Let's chill, you know, and we'll. But that's my experience being here in America. I don't really know because when I was there, that wasn't my interest. I wasn't there. I wasn't looking. I wasn't on the hunt, you know?
Yeah.
So, and when I say hunt, I don't mean it weird. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
It just sucks that it's weird because the country here, mm-hmm. they're not like, it's not politically correct whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever. And I'm from the generation, like, I see videos mm-hmm. and, like, TikToks where they're, you know, like, I'll just say, for instance, like, Latinx.
Yeah.
And you know, race appropriation or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't bug me that some Caucasian dude has a Pendleton, you know, buttoned up to the top.
Yeah.
And wearing khakis. Like I know where that came from.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, now if they did it like derogatory,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a negative perspective,
like,
you know.
Yeah, like obviously be like trying to be like assaulting type.
Yeah, insulting. Then I'd have an issue. So when people are like Latinx, I don't even know what that is, man. I'm Chicano and Mexican American. That's all I know. You know what I'm saying?
I actually talked
And
about this in two of my one of my cl in one of my classes. It's funny I brought this up. I gave a presentation kind of on like the whole cultural appropriation, like especially like I did it specifically on like social media platform of TikTok actually too.
Oh, wow. We need to get into that because people ask me, they're you should do one on addiction about your phone, and social.
Ah, that's a good one. That's a real good
Right?
one.
How
On
does
like
that
screen
even,
time.
how does that affect your relationship?
Yeah.
How does that
Oh, I feel
affect
like
you?
that's I feel like that's a big factor in relationships. Social media, like that causes so many more problems, so many more issues. Because it's like, why are you following this person? Why are you this? Like, why is that? Why is some girl shaking her butt like on your like timeline or whatever? It's like, well, this is just the page. Like it shuffles. It's like random. It's not people you follow, and like people get really like caught up in it or. And like about following people, and like I know right now, because feminism is like a really big thing, like girls will be like, I don't like that he's liking a girl who's posting in a bikini, and then like the person who's interviewing that girl, he'll be like, well, are you posting bikini pics? She's like, that's not the point, but he is. It's double standards, and like this, Marcos even texted me, like talking about double standards and like dating and like about like feminism and all that stuff. He even wanted me to like bring that up a little bit, and so like that's a big issue, and it's like, well, why that stuff if you're in a relationship, like you're like girls are very like the first person to say something, but it's like. You're about guys acting single, but it's like you're doing that too. Like you're posting like provocative things. Like nobody's like no man wants to see his woman, posting stuff like that. Like no, like be modest. And yeah, we can, there's so much to get into, Dad. I think you could tell it's something
Well, I think
to
it's a
talk
good
about
topic
online.
because I think it's a good topic because it does affect dating.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
It does affect dating and the oh yeah, why did you put a heart on, somebody's,
Yeah. Why did you comment on her picture? And it's like, dude, that's my little cousin. Like something like crazy like that.
like yeah. And so yeah, I think it's really interesting because being at social media and we're all connected some way, and it's so much easier to connect with people. People you've lost touch with, you could, search for them or find them on Instagram. Or I only have Instagram. I used to have Facebook, but it drove me crazy. And it's just not my cup of tea. And even with Instagram's more for like my family and for friends so that they know what I'm up to.
Yeah, this same thing with me. Like, I'm not super big on my social media. Like, I have TikTok. That's very addicting, Dad. That is a very addicting app. Do you know what it is, TikTok? Like, do you know?
I know what TikTok, I've seen it. I've just never got into it. You know what I'm saying? Like it looks cool. I watch reels like on
On Instagram.
Instagram.
So yeah, that's kind of like the same type of thing. Like that's literally what TikTok is. Like you're literally just scrolling. It's just a bunch of like random videos, and like you can follow people who make videos and all that stuff. So you switch between like your For You page, which is like a random assortment of like things, or you can like your who you follow. So you can videos that of people like who you follow and stuff like that. So yeah, that app is very addicting because like it's kind of like like when people like. Go onto like YouTube and they like just go into like this wormhole of like bunch of different videos. That's like the same thing with TikTok. Like
I see,
a video will pop up and there'll be like different parts to the video And then next thing you know, you're like 10 videos deep and like in something like just business and craziness in their life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like there's this guy who he basically like is exposing his neighbor who's like a Karen, and she has like done outrageous things to mess with him. And one day, but I ended up like just watching almost every video because I literally stumbled on one video, and then I sent it to Marcus. Man. I was like, "You need to watch this. Like, this guy's funny." And so then he started getting into it, and then we're talking about it. And oh my gosh, yeah, me and him will go into like these like deep dives into like certain people's like accounts because like it's just, like, but yeah, it's a TikTok's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I don't think I could. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I think I would rather read a book and listen to music than watch TikTok.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool, though, because that's sometimes where I get my news from. Because anything that happens, it's on TikTok right away. So, like, have you heard of, there's, like, the, like, sad case that is going on in Idaho by the university. Is it Idaho? Yeah, I think it's Idaho. And, like, these four students were murdered, and they're,
Yeah,
everything that I have found out is literally from TikTok. Like, all the updates, like, people are on it. And they'll be, they'll, like, talk about different theories, and, like, they'll deep dive into, like, all this crazy stuff. So, yeah, that's where I get my news from half the time.
Yeah. Is there anything? Yeah, I think it's just I'm not into it because I really don't care for video, especially of myself. So it's video of somebody else, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Although I love funny memes. I love funny videos. Yeah. You know, like my friends, they're like, "Are you sure you're not a woman hater?" Because I send them stuff about like, well, I send you stuff, but it's like I send stuff that I really mean, even on my Instagram page, doesn't necessarily mean I agree with what is going on, but if it's fun, hilarious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The same way. Yeah.
And yeah, so I think it's funny because some people they'll be like, you know, why I'm like, it's just hilarious. Yeah. Like, I don't, doesn't mean that, like, you know, I'm like,
I can't explain it, but I just know it is.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and even on my Instagram page, I'm very aware of like the position that I hold of being, you know, minister of the gospel. Yeah. And so I'm very, I still try to be as careful as I can.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll send memes and videos that I think it would be questionable to some people, you know?
Yeah.
I send them privately, like, to my friends that I'm close to, that know me, you know, that wouldn't judge me. They would be like, oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah. And so
they just know your sense of humor.
Yeah, they totally get it. And so I have those. And that also goes with relationship. With dating, I can't date some. Dude, I would not date somebody that is ultra religious. Mm-hmm. Like, and what I mean by that is somebody who can't listen to Bob Marley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I know religious people that are like this. Somebody like these kinds of things. I'm just like, dude, I can't vibe with that.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be able to be comfortable and be myself, even if I'm going out on a date. Like, I have to be myself.
Yeah.
If not, then what are you doing going on the date?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully that helps out, you know, people my age. I would just say, number one, a good place to find, you know, a woman or man is, of course, I actually think dating apps are actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I think for your generation, yeah, like that it works.
Yeah.
Maybe not for mine, because people be having, you know, dating apps are crazy for my generation. But for your guys, I think it works for older people.
Yeah, because then you could like special, like totally specialize in like what you're looking for. It's going to
Yeah.
cut down on time.
Yeah, it makes it easier for you guys
Yeah.
in your
So,
old age.
yeah, before
I was about to
we
jump
drink
in.
warm milk and go to bed at 8,
Yeah, before you do eat
what are you
soft
talking about?
foods.
Right, eat soft food?
Yeah.
No,
I always
you're
like to
crazy,
throw
man.
that in there.
Yeah, I know. People always crack up. They're like, "You're not that old." Sunny always teases you about it. I'm like, it's just an ongoing joke. Like most
Yeah.
people think I'm about 30, anywhere from 32 to 35.
Literally. That's why I think
If,
it's funny to mess with you that say that you're old because you don't look like you're old.
yeah.
Same thing with my mom. I joke
Yeah.
around with her too, say that she's old, but she looks young as well. I just think it's a funny
Yeah.
thing.
But I must say, I do look way younger than her. I'm just throwing
She's
that out
probably gonna
there.
like she'll probably because she listens, she does listen too.
Oh my gosh. No.
But I don't think she listens
Yeah.
to every episode, but she has
Yeah.
been, she'll be like, "What's the link again?" Like she'll ask me like very like nonchalant. She'll be like, "What's the link again?" And
Oh.
send it to me. Like if it's like a
Yeah.
secret or something, I'm like, "Mom, like it's fine."
Yeah. It's all, dude. Yeah, it's all
Yeah.
good.
She
Anyways,
but she kind of
but
likes it when we talk about her. I think it's funny. She'll be like, "So, what you and your dad talk about on your podcast episode?" And you're like, she'll be like, "What's the topic?" And I'll tell her. She's like, "Oh, like I think when we're talking, I hear what it was that we were talking about." She's like, "You talk about me? Did you bring me up?" And I was like, "Yes,
Oh
I
my
do." She's like,
gosh.
"I'm your parent too." And I was like, "Oh my gosh."
Oh,
She does listen. I don't know if she listens to every episode,
yeah,
but
that's funny.
yeah.
No, man. No, I just think that so that would be a good place to start, even though, yeah, I don't know. I'm more the apps are cool, but I also think that organically meeting somebody old school, old fashioned, maybe through. Maybe through, and I'm not cool, like, not that I'm
Maybe
not
that's
cool
the
with
hopeless
me.
romantic in us, that the organic meeting.
Yeah,
Tripping,
definitely. And
hopefully a
I'm
woman
not,
trips and falls in my arms. Oh, no, that's you.
right? Yeah, but I'm not, I'm not in any rush, man. I already went down that road,
She accidentally took your coffee at the coffee shop.
right? I know,
Could come up with a
so.
whole bunch of these.
Oh God. Well, I've heard a bunch of them. Well, some of the things, oh, Mario's dating somebody in Asia. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's over there. I'm pretty sure you've heard some amazing stories on what I'm doing here. You
Yep,
know?
I have, Dad.
Yeah, hey, share with me. What are some of them?
Oh, apparently I'm gonna have a stepmom when you come back.
Oh. Right. I know my nephew. Well, Louie, he's like, okay, Uncle Mario, you're gonna come back. I'm gonna have an Auntie Ling Ling. I'm like, dude, shut. That's not even their, like, they don't have names like Ling Ling, you dummy. I'm
Like
like,
just
it's
because they
more.
look Asian, they're Russian, it's different.
Yeah, well, it's trippy. And it's, I was telling my friend Ice, I was like, it's funny because you're Asian, but then what comes out of your mouth is Russian. So it's like, what the heck, like it throws you off
Because like
if you're
that's
not.
something we're not used to.
No.
That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. It was freaking hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah, so because yeah, so anyways, back to dating. So okay, so I'm gonna come back with what is it again? I'm coming back with the Asian stepmom. Oh, wow. Any other good ones
I feel
that I
like
don't?
that one usually takes the cake. Let's see. I think mostly that one. That's like, mostly that one.
Well, yeah, man, I'm taking things slow. Whatever happens, who knows? Only God knows. I'm at least up to having woman friends for a while. I was like, nah.
Okay.
But Maybe it's in the future, you know.
Okay.
In the future. Okay. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's okay.
Yeah, my friends are like, wait a minute. You go to all these crazy countries, but you're afraid to date a woman? I'm like, absolutely.
That's how beautifully Jesus made me.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, we're going to end. It's been the 60 minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed a dating episode 23, part 2.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions on dating, feel free to message us, hang out. Next one's going to be on marriage. My God.
Unless we get some more dating questions.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, right. I'm not looking forward. That one's going to be a hard one for me. So we'll see how things go. But anyways, Rugged 33 podcast listeners, appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Send it out to your friend.
Yes.
Deuces. Bye, Sunny. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.